Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The citizens of Park County have always been generous when it comes to the youth livestock sale, but this year they've really outdone themselves. The sale, held last Saturday, was a question mark for organizers, having never held a sale during a pandemic as well as an economic slump. Steps were taken to minimize the danger of virus transmission, including a first for the sale: online bidding. Joe Bridges, chairman of the sale committee, called the results fantastic as bidders pushed the total past last year's record-breaking event. After the dust settled, the sale raised $457,430, beating the previous year by about $43,000. 235 youth with 4-H or FFA participated in this year's sale. A trial date has been set for a Cheyenne man charged with first-degree murder in the death of his 80-year-old mother. James Brian Wallace pleaded not guilty by reason of mental illness to the charge on Thursday in Laramie County District Court and was put on the trial stack for November 16th. The 50-year-old is accused of killing his mother, Carol Wallace, on or about May 10th of 2019. Deputies discovered Wallace's body in the basement of her home, which she shared with Brian and another son, who called dispatch reporting that Brian was high on meth and freaking out and said he hit his mother with a hammer. Dispatch reportedly heard Brian in the background yelling that he didn't kill his mom, he killed a dummy, and that the brother was lying. According to an affidavit, an autopsy revealed Wallace suffered blunt force trauma, a gunshot wound, and a cutting wound. Brian Wallace remains jailed without bond. If convicted, he could face life in prison or the death penalty.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
A 44-year-old Rhode Island man died after colliding with a Casper garbage truck. Rocky Vaughn was driving a Nissan Frontier south on North Poplar Road, approaching the intersection with Events Drive, when he clipped the driver's side of the solid waste vehicle. He was ejected from the Nissan, according to the department's fatal crash report. Evidence on the scene suggests Vaughn did not stop at the stop sign at the intersection. Driver inattention, cell phone use, and a possible medical condition are being investigated as possible contributing factors. Vaughn was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the collision. The driver of the truck sustained minor injuries. Wyo Lotto announced a record transfer to the state for fiscal year 2020. Wyo Lotto was able to transfer $867,000 to the Wyoming State Treasurer on July 8th, the highest amount in the last four quarters. Each quarter, the company, as per its mission and statute, transfers net profits to the state, which is then distributed directly to cities, towns, and counties to use as needed. While Lotto started transferring profits directly to the state in April of 2016, it brings the running total to over $19 million. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.